This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathiran. Fama ba'du. Let me talk about the issue of hunting for jobs. You know, as far as we are concerned, as far as Muslims are concerned, we have an advantage, which is that we know where our rizq comes from. There are two fundamental things we know. One is we know who provides us, who is the provider. And the second thing we know is that what has been written for us has been written for us. Nobody can change it, nobody can give us more, nobody can give us less. Now, once we know these two things, we know that the provider is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu. And we know that what has been written for us, we will get. So what must we do? First of all, should we do anything at all? Yes, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this. He said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَىٰ. Allah said, for the human being is nothing more than what he works for. This refers also to the akhirah. In the akhirah, we will get ajr, we will get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on what we do. But it also refers to the dunya. So Allah is saying here, you will get what you work for. So therefore, we should work. We also have the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who also worked. So he didn't just sit there and say, let it come. No. So, this is clear. Now, therefore, how do we approach this work? So what is the choice for me? Number one choice for me is that the sustenance that I get, thanks to my work, must be from halal means. And this is a non-negotiable. And it's a non-negotiable because the criterion of halal and haram has been decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He's the one providing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there's no deficiency in His treasures. And Allah did not tell us that, you know, take some shortcuts and help me to feed you, or, you know, it's okay, do a little bit of haram, doesn't matter. No. So, non-negotiable for us is in the pursuit of our sustenance, whatever the means, we only take what is halal, number one. Now, we have the hadith of Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhu, who said, Rasulullah said, leave the doubtful for that which is not doubtful. So not only will we not take sustenance from known haram means, but we will also not take sustenance from doubtful things. If it's doubtful, we leave it. By all means, check and find out whether, you know, clarify the doubt. We don't have to live with that doubt. But until we clarify the doubt, we don't touch it. That's all. Then we say, well, how do we earn? What are the best ways? And of course, broadly speaking, two ways. One, find a job. The other one, create a job. Entrepreneurship or employment. Two broad areas, right? Both are halal. I mean, the way is it's halal to work for somebody as well as it's halal to create jobs. But between the two, like the hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that 9 out of 10 parts of barakah is in entrepreneurship. He said it is in doing business yourself. So we have this, alhamdulillah, this assurance. Now, what happens to a lot of people is they study, they train, they develop skills and so on, but their mind is focused towards seeking jobs. So you're looking for a job. Now, what is a job? Look at it. Think about that. What is a job? A job is not somebody paying you money because he likes your face. No. Right? That's called marriage. So it's not a job. A job is something where you are creating value for somebody else, and he is paying you a part of that value. Right? If I'm creating $100 value for somebody and he pays me $100, then he gets nothing. So obviously he'll pay me $80 or even $50, it doesn't matter, depending on what it is, right? So I am creating value for someone, and this person is paying me a percentage, a part of the value that I created for him. So in theory, if all the employees of a company stop working, they say they walk away, what happens to the company? Shut down. The owner of the capital cannot create more capital if nobody is working there. So somebody's got to be working there, right? So now, therefore, the thing to ask yourself is, when you're looking for a job, most people, I have trained, I have the ability to create value, so I'm now looking for somebody who will pay me a fraction, however big that fraction might be, but a fraction of the value that I will create for him. Now, in my way of thinking, that makes zero sense. Because if I'm actually creating value, why would I go to somebody else and say, I will create this value for you, give me a piece of that? Why? I'm the one creating the value, for God's sake. I mean, you know, why will I take a piece? I want the whole thing. So why would I give the value to you and say, give me back $10 out of, I mean, $8 out of 10 or something? I mean, that makes no sense, right? But we do it. The reason my thinking is, the reason we do it, and I did it for 16 years until I opened my eyes, then I said, oh my God, what stuff am I doing? And then I left it and never turned back again. 1994, I became an entrepreneur, and that's it. Alhamdulillah. Now, reason we do that most of the time is because we are not clear about what value we are actually creating. Right? So I know I'm doing this job. Okay, this job is job, but this job, what value is the job creating? This I'm not clear in my mind. So what do? I just go to Asad and say, please, you have a job, your company, give me a job. He knows what value I'm creating, that's why he's hiring me. So I need to put myself in his head and say, well, what is it that he's seeing in me that I don't see in myself? The whole issue of entrepreneurship is to recognize your own value, number one. Because if I don't even recognize my own value, how am I going to sell it? That I can't sell something which to me has no value. So number one thing to do is sit down and think and say, what is my value proposition? So when I'm going to somebody asking for a job, what is the value proposition that I'm putting to this person? Why must this person give me a job? Right? And then what you do is, given this value proposition, what is the actual market for this value proposition in society, in the world? So I'm not looking for Omar to give me a job. I'm saying, what is the value proposition that I'm going to take to this gentleman here who owns this company for him to give me a job? Take this value proposition and say, how about me taking this value proposition to the open market and say, here's what I can do for you. You know, one of the finest examples of that is this Khan Academy. You know, the Khan Academy. Now imagine, what is this guy doing? He is doing what every Desi does in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. They all do the same thing, which is that they are tutoring somebody, right? So he took some amount of technology and he went global. And next thing you know, he sells it for millions of dollars to Bill Gates. It's not a rocket science idea. It's not something which nobody had. No. He's tutoring children in whatever subjects. Physics, chemistry, math, blah, 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 whatnot. Right? That's what he's doing. But the way he positions it takes him places, right? So value proposition, the guy understands this is the value proposition. And then he also realizes that I don't need to teach everything myself. So just like Uber, for example, yesterday I was giving the example in my class yesterday. The largest taxi company in the world doesn't own a single car. No cars. So if I tell you start a taxi company, you'll say, oh, what can I do? I have no money. I've got to buy cars. Every car costs this much and so on. And I can't go to the bank. I can't take money. For God's sake. Nobody told you buy cars, blah, blah, blah. He said, start a taxi company. So what does this guy do? He has a business proposition where he turns every car owner into an entrepreneur. He says, you got a car, I've got your car is just sitting in the garage. You're not driving the car 24 hours, right? So I'm going to give you a proposition. You're on free time. When you are free, drive the car, I pay you. It's beautiful, fantastic. So think about what is the value proposition? What is it that I do? How does it help? Who does it help? How does it help? Then work from that and say, how can I monetize that? You got it. So instead of looking for jobs, do this, sit down and do this exercise for yourself and say, what is it that I do? What is the value of that? What is the market of that? Put yourself in the head of the guy who's running the, who's potentially your employer, right? Put yourself in the mind of that person, say, I want so-and-so to give me a job. Why? Because this is what I provide to that person. So when I provide this to that person, what's he doing with that? He's selling it. Who is he selling it to? I go directly to that. Done. Never look for a job again. And then you now become a job creator. Then people will come to you. So instead of running around, you know, going from place to place and then getting, most of the time, in my experience, if you get like 2%, you know, positive, successful interviews, that's your, you have to go give a party or something, right? So 98% of the time, you're getting only negative stuff. Failure experience. For what? No need to suffer from all that. Just sit down, do some mind work, create a value proposition, talk to somebody else. I mean, you know, if you can't see the value in that, sit down with somebody else, talk to them, let them show you. You're done. Because Allah is the one to provide. I mean, khalas, we start from that. Allah is the one to provide. I am now in a situation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me options. Either I take a salary from somebody or I create my own. I'm getting the same thing. I don't have to. And if I do my own, then I am my own boss. I have control of my time. I have control of my environment. You know, I can, if I want to do something else, I have time for all of this, the whole bunch of them. And you don't have, if I want to take 2 days of leave, I don't have to ask, please can I take, for God's sake. No need, take leave and go. Sure, there is a cost to pay, 2 days you won't have business, you got to figure out that. How will you deal with that? But you don't have to stand before somebody in a line and say the application, please can I have leave? No. Right? So this is what I said, let me share this with you and the whole world. Become entrepreneurs. Stand on your own feet. Create jobs. Forget about job hunting. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in that and to give you great ideas and to help you see the value in yourself and see the value in what you provide. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you rewards which are multiplied through His generosity and grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika. Before I close that, also there is this dua. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlika amman sivak. I'll put it in the description of this. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik wa aghnini bi fadlika amman sivak. Allah said, oh Allah, give me, enrich me with halal and save me from haram. Right? This is dua that Rasulullah SAW taught Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, and he said, if you are in debt, you do this dua, Allah will settle that. Even if your debt is the size of the Mount of Uhud, Allah will settle it for you. The same dua applies also to get job and, you know, for the benefit and risk. Alhamdulillah. And also give sadaqah. That's another way of opening the doors for sadaqah. So give some sadaqah every day and make this dua. Pray in tahajjud, ask Allah. Allah will open doors, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.